Hey there, good morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Man, if you ever saw what goes on behind the scenes, you would be amazed. We're doing some technical work very soon coming on this show. We're going to be streaming live, doing the live program on Facebook. So stay tuned for that. Couldn't quite get it to work today, but we will be working on that. Frank, come on, Frank Eliason. You had 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. We tried to do it in 10 minutes. Didn't quite work out that way, but that's okay.
We've got a great show for you today. Dave Parker's taking another day off. Dave, I know you're listening. Brother, make sure you rest up. We need you back here, all refreshed next week. We look forward to that. But Frank's with me riding shotgun today. He's in the co-host seat. You've got some big shoes to fill, Frank. Dave Parker's shoes.
Exactly. Can you do it? Exactly. Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Parker, who I'm sure is listening.
That's right. We've got a great show for you today. Before I let you know about the guests and also the big announcement, I teased a big announcement earlier today on Facebook and on Twitter. We have somebody new joining the Spirit in the Morning team, and I'll announce that right after the prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for bringing us to the start of a new day. Father, we thank you for the many blessings in our lives. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the grace that you give us each day so that we can walk the walk that you desire us to walk. Sometimes it's challenging, sometimes it's difficult, but with your help, all things are possible. We lift up those who are sick today. We lift up anyone who is anxious, lonely, dealing with despair or doubt. We lift up those battling addiction, and we lift up all those who might be suffering some form of religious persecution today as well. Father, we ask you to speak through us on the program today. Let your Holy Spirit come alive so that we may proclaim your good news. And we ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us on the program today. This is Spirit in the Morning. If I might say, the hottest new Catholic program on the air, Frank Eliason.
Wow. Dan has gotten to your head.
That's right. Well, listen. Yeah, Dan Burke had some comments about that. But, hey, the Holy Spirit delivers the guests for us, I'll tell you. Today on the program, EWTN Chairman and CEO, none other than Michael Warsaw will be joining us in a few minutes. Michael's a busy guy. He's traveling all over the world. He has, as of April, he was appointed to the Vatican's Secretariat for Communication. He's a consultant to Pope Francis. That was an appointment by Pope Francis. In addition to all his work at EWTN, he travels constantly, but he made time to be on the show today. He really wanted to be on, so we are grateful for that. Also, yeah, I know, it's amazing. Also, it's amazing that somebody would want to be on with us, Frank. I mean, I think that's what you're thinking. Also on the show today, Patrick Rice. He's the co-host of the new EWTN radio series, Encounter. It debuted last Saturday at 8 p.m. It's a new series. We have Patrick on to talk about this program. It's about encounters with people who are essentially living their faith. Really, really, really cool idea. Okay, now the big announcement. Somebody new is joining the Spirit in the Morning team. Are you ready for this? The EWTN Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word, the Franciscan Friars from EWTN, will now be doing a regular segment on the program. I'm so excited about that. Father Mark, he's the boss. He gave the go-ahead yesterday. He said, yep, let's do it. So I have to confirm this. They're going to be on the second Wednesday of each month at 7:35 a.m. I have to confirm. That will be next Wednesday. Just want to make sure that it starts next Wednesday, the 9th of August. But, hey, Frank, the Friars, they're nowhere else except on EWTN. They are here on Spirit in the Morning.
That's wonderful.
We've had Father Joseph on. We've had Father Leonard on. We've had Father John Paul on. So they do such a good job. And I thought it would be really nice to have them connect with our listeners. Some of them have local roots in the Philadelphia area.
And it brings out the educational side of things. Every time they're on, they really help guide our faith.
Yep. So that's coming up. Man, I'm excited. I got to make sure I don't run out of time in this opening segment. Monday's show. Now, last week, we had Drew Mariani on talking about his parents, Barbara Ann and John Marion, to those in the Philadelphia area. The show that they had starting in 1978 as The Spirit Leads. These folks were trailblazers. They were some of the earliest evangelists who were on the radio in the Philadelphia area. That was before the internet. That was even before EWTN radio. They were really blazing trails. The other guy that many of you know is Dom Lettieri. He did the same thing. He left his job as a school teacher, and he went on to be on the air for many years, and he formed the In His Sign radio network. And I know many of you know who Dom was. Dom passed away somewhere in the early 2000s, and Kathleen McCarthy took over for him. Kathleen is still on the air. She's a good friend. Many of you know her. She is very active. She is very active in the charismatic community. She's still on the air. She does a radio show. Kathleen is going to come on the show live in the studio on Monday. She's going to be here. So you want to tune in for that. She leads retreats at Malvern. She's a good person, good friend, and I've been trying to get her to come on the show. She said, all right, yep, we'll do it on Monday. She's going to be here live in the studio. We'll also have Mark Poletno calling in. He's the president of the Malvern Retreat House. Just so happens, I'm leading my big yearly retreat at Malvern this weekend.
So we get the full report
on Monday.
Well,
that's what I'm wondering, and I got to make sure that we leave the place in good condition, right? Because Mark's going to keep my security deposit. You know how rowdy those Zimac followers can be, Frank Eliasson. Those worriers, right, the stop worrying and start living retreat people. But anyway, going to be a good show Monday. And incidentally, it's not too late to register for that retreat. It starts today. It's going to be a great weekend. We're going to get together. We're going to have Mass. We're going to have a priest do confession. We're going to have Eucharistic adoration. I'm going to be giving 5 talks. This retreat is designed for those who worry. That's my specialty. We're going to be talking about how we can overcome anxiety with the help of Christ. And Malvern's the perfect place to do it. If you're interested in registering, you know, assume that I'm a big Holy Spirit believer. Assume that the Holy Spirit is planting this little thought in your ear. MalvernRetreat.com is the place to go. You can still register for the retreat. Whew. All right, Frank, I'm tired. You take over.
Well, I was about to say, though, you know, it's really funny. I've been thinking a lot about this world that we're in and anxiety we talk about in the morning. And, you know, what happens is I look at, like, you know, media. I saw a study yesterday. It was about social media and the anxiety it creates for people. And, you know, I've been actually thinking about that, too, with, though, when you listen to news and we go to all these news stations, what are they doing? Their whole goal seems to be, let me create anxiety so you keep watching us. And then I start paying more attention. Sports talk, same thing. Let me create anxiety so you can listen. You know, 18 years ago, we started Holy Spirit Radio. And, you know, at the time, our slogan was, and still is, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating hope. And I think that, you know, you do a really great job of communicating hope. You know, in this world where it's all centered on, you know, bringing anxiety because I want you to listen to us or watch us or do this.
Yeah.
You know, we have to get away from that. We have to be a different example. And I, you know, I do see it in some EWTN shows too, but for the most part, our goal is not to do that. It's about hope and it's about bringing people, you know, really to the faith and seeing the positive things that are around and escaping some of that anxiety-driven world that we're in. So, you know, I've started to really feel bad for, you know, these people that are challenged with anxiety because there's things around them that are actually trying to force them to be anxious.
And that's the key. And look, let me play devil's advocate for a minute, Frank. You're going to have people who will say, well, you guys have your head buried in the sand. You're not being realistic. And I say, we give you the complete truth here.
Yeah.
I mean, we give you the
full
truth.
Right,
no,
exactly.
We give you the truth. I am not holding back. I said the other day, I'm not spinning anything. But we're also going to give you hope. Why? Because our God is a God of hope. He is all powerful. And sometimes we forget that. And when we get worried about the state of the world, when we get worried that the church is going to fall apart, church isn't going anywhere. Jesus said the church is not going anywhere. Matthew 16, 18. Check it out. The church is going to be around. Will the church get battered and beaten? Yep. That we see that happening. Will we see divisions within the church? Yep. No problem. We saw one of the first bishops, Judas. Look at what he did. And what happened? The church will survive. So Frank is right. We are here to give you hope. I get emails all the time from listeners to this program. By the way, thank you for those emails that you send me saying, you guys are giving us hope. You are lifting us up. You are inspiring us. And we do it by giving you the full truth. But we need to give you the full truth. The full truth is Jesus wants you to be peaceful. and he's bigger than the problems you face and the problems of the world. He's bigger, Frankie.
Exactly.
Right? So
you have to find your way there, and you know.
I'm getting excited, brother.
Exactly.
I'm getting all spun up.
Exactly, but that's also why I get excited about like Mike Warsaw and like the work he's doing, and with the Pope, and you know, all these different people that are really trying to inspire the world.
Yep. Let's take a look at the gospel. Let's hear what Jesus has to say today in Matthew's gospel from Daily Mass, chapter 13, verses 54 through 58. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary, and his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house. And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith." Excuse me. Pardon me. This is a powerful message, and this reminds all of us that we are constantly rejecting prophets, people who are sharing the good news. And many times, Frank, even in our own homes, people will criticize us. "Oh, you're a holy roller. You believe in Jesus. You're so hopeful. You have your head, as I said before, buried in the sand." No. But, you know, we've got to open our eyes up, too, and look for Jesus in those around us, including that person that we've written off because they don't agree with us, right? It's okay to disagree. There is one truth, yeah, but you can find the Lord in everybody, and everybody is always professing something that's true, right?
I think we can learn from everybody in many ways, even people that may be against our faith. And think about, what did Jesus do? Jesus hung around the sinners. He hung around, you know, the people that were, you know, not considered to be the holy roller types.
That's right.
And so, you know, why he could influence them, but also he can learn from them. I think
exactly.
We can all take that in. I think there's opportunities in everything we do.
The bottom line is keep your eyes open. The Lord is going to appear oftentimes in ways that you would not expect. All right, when we come back, the big guy is here, Michael Warsaw, the CEO and chairman of EWTN, joining us on Spirit in the Morning. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for August 4th. Today we celebrate St. John Vianney. Also known as the Curé of Ars, John Vianney was a man whose dreams and vision overcame his limitations. From an early age, he wanted to be a priest, but his limited formal schooling did not leave him well-equipped for seminary studies. His failure to comprehend lectures in Latin forced him to discontinue his studies for a time, so he turned to private tutoring. After a lengthy battle with the books, John was ordained. He proved to be a demanding priest, often requiring more of himself than others. John lived an austere life, surviving on little more than potatoes during his early years in parishes. He demonstrated a concern for the poor and helped establish a home for orphaned and homeless girls. As pastor at Ars, he alienated parishioners who didn't appreciate his strictness, including his efforts to close village taverns and his campaign against offensive language. In time, John mellowed and became a popular mentor of souls. His work as a confessor is his most remarkable accomplishment. He died in 1859 and was canonized in 1925. Pope Benedict XVI named John Vianney patron of all priests in 2009. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers and Zims. Summers and Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers and Zim's telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
man, that was All This Time by Britt Nicole. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thanks so much for joining us today. Well, I'm excited to introduce our next guest. I've wanted to get him on for a long time. He travels a lot, but he made time for us today. Michael Warsaw is the EWTN chairman and CEO. All-around great guy, one of my favorite people. He is here now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Gary. Great to be with you.
It is so nice for you to make some time for us. I really appreciate it, brother.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry that sometimes my schedule gets in the way of doing things that I'd love to do, so I'm happy to be with you today.
Awesome. Hey, Michael, I want to start by asking you a question I think many of our listeners might have. How did you first get involved with EWTN?
So, sure. So, in the late 1980s, I was serving as the communications director at the Basilica of the National Shrine in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And in that role, I traveled to Birmingham and had a meeting with Mother Angelica to talk about EWTN collaboration with the Shrine. And so, we spent about 2 or 3 hours there in her office talking about that and just right. getting to know one another. And that was really my first connection with Mother. A couple of years later, after having traveled down to Birmingham over those 2 years pretty frequently, a couple of years later, Mother Angelica was in Washington, D.C., and I had the opportunity to host her for that visit. And so sort of before she left to head back to Birmingham, she kind of said, "Well, sweetheart, why don't you think about coming to Birmingham?" So she got in the car and she drove away, and I thought, well, I think she just offered me a job. So 6 months later, my wife and I moved to Birmingham, and that was 26 years ago.
Wow.
And so it was remarkable. And I think many times to that meeting because, you know, that original meeting where I was sitting in Mother's office, and all these years later, that's my office now, and I'm wow. on the other side of that desk. Just you never know where God is going to lead you and the things that God is going to ask of you. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Michael, the obvious question, and I think the question that most people would want to know, like I get this one all the time. We've had Father Joseph on. We've talked about it. We had Raymond Arroyo on. Was Mother the same when the camera was on and when the camera was off?
You bet. There was no TV persona. You know, so often
yeah.
people who are in the industry who one person on air and completely different off air.
Yeah.
Usually not a pleasant person off air. Frankly, with Mother, it was not that way at all. What you saw on air was who she was.
Right.
The moment those cameras went off, and as she went about her day, so she was always genuine and true, and who she was, if you think back to many of those shows, you know, particularly when she had her first minor stroke, you know, mm-hmm. she went on the air with an eye patch, which so many
yeah.
people ridiculed, you
wow.
know, but we knew from the response at the time and stories we've heard subsequently how, you know, that God used that and used her in that moment because of her authenticity, because of her willingness to go out and just be who she was and just be vulnerable and share that with her audience.
Mm-hmm.
We know how much that transformed lives for so many people. So, you know, she was exactly off camera who she was on camera.
And that's what everybody says. That's what I figured you would say. It's interesting. Mother has helped me tremendously. I never met Mother in person, watched her on TV. I've met many people who did know Mother. And 5.5 years ago when I got out of the boat and got into full-time ministry, I'll be honest, I was scared. But I look at the example of Mother Angelica, and this is what I look at her life, and I see, Michael, this incredible trust in God's providence, that if God calls you to do something, he's going to be there for you. And to me, that's such an incredible lesson. She really believed that the Lord was going to take care of her at all times, didn't she?
Absolutely, absolutely. I've said, you know, since her passing, actually, I've said, you know, if John Paul II, St. John Paul II, was the witness to hope, as George Weigel described him,
mm-hmm.
I would say that Mother Angelica is the witness to providence, because...
Mm.
Her entire life, was really a testimony to relying on God's providence,
right,
in everything. And you're absolutely right that she always believed that if God called her, and I think it applies to all of us, if God calls us to a specific work for Him,
mm-hmm.
and if we say yes, He will support that work. He will give it His blessing and carry us through it. And so I think if you look at the history of EWTN, you see that time and time and time again.
Right.
You know, and I remember asking her one time, we were sitting in her office one Friday afternoon, as was usually our custom. She'd have her tea and, you know, we'd sit and chat a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, when all is said and done, what do you think the legacy is going to be?
Yeah.
And she said, without hesitating, she said, it's not all of the satellites, it's not all the channels, it's not all of those things. The legacy of EWTN and my own legacy, I hope, will be not what was done, but how it was done, by relying completely and totally on God's providence.
Right, right.
And I think, you know, that was clearly how she saw it, and that was clearly, I think, is the witness of Mother Angelica's life.
And that lesson really, as you said, applies to us all. Somebody might be listening and saying, well, I'm not called to start a TV network. I'm not called to be on the radio or TV. But really, God's calling us all to do something. And it's just a matter of listening, right? Wouldn't you say? And then trusting?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a message I share very often with groups around the country is the idea that, yes, God calls all of us to do some sort of work. And that we need to listen, we need to say yes, and we need to trust in His providence. And that's hard. It's very hard to do, but if we do that, we will be blessed, and those efforts will be blessed in ways that we probably, in our human capacity, would never think possible. And it's a great, Mother used to always take such great joy in watching God work miracles and watching God provide, and she'd tell me that at times. She'd say, you know, just watch this. This is going to be beautiful. It's going to be awesome. And something would play out, and you know, you'd watch that in action. It was remarkable.
Wow, it's amazing to watch that and to continue to see the network grow. And I want to thank you for everything you're doing, and also belated congratulations on your appointment as an advisor to the Vatican. How's that working out?
Well, thank you. Yes. Yes, I was very honored that Pope Francis appointed me as a consultant to the Secretariat for Communications. And as you may or may not know, the Vatican is trying to go through a reorganization of all of its communication structures, from L'Osservatore Romano newspaper through Vatican Radio and about 23 other platforms that the Holy See has in communications. And so, part of my role is really to advise the Holy See and the Holy Father on how that reorganization should go, and really then on the strategic communications efforts. So I've been blessed to be able to share some of my knowledge and some of my experience in terms of the reorganization at this point, and
right.
Look forward to doing more over the next several years. So it's been a great honor and a blessing, and I think it's also, more so than about me, it's an acknowledgement of EWTN. I think it's a tremendous acknowledgement from the Holy Father of the role that EWTN mm-hmm. plays in the life of the Universal Church, and that's a great witness.
No doubt. Michael, I know you're a really busy person. I can't thank you enough for making some time for us today. And I want to thank you for all that you do to spread the good news. Brother, please keep up the good work. We'll keep you in our prayers. And thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you, Gary. It's so great to be with you. I'd love to do it again if we can work out the schedule.
And,
God bless you.
I'm going to be all over that, brother. You've got to say careful. Michael, thank you so much. I hope to see you around sometime. We always manage to run into each other, maybe sometime when I'm at the network. It's always great to see you.
I look forward to it, Gary. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, too. Michael Warsaw, the CEO and chairman of EWTN. What a great guy, Frank. I mean, He's very, very busy.
Oh, extraordinarily busy. But, like, you know, the work that's being done, you know, the new shows that they've been bringing out. You know, we've talked about Pro-Life Weekly before, Encounters, which, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about. There's always this constant way, how do we do things differently? How do we bring in people to the faith and really live out Mother Angelica's mission?
And look at that. Pope Francis said, Michael Warsaw, you have to help out the Vatican with communications. I mean, how cool is that? When we come back, Patrick Rice will join us, the co-host of the new EWTN radio series, Encounter. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. A person familiar with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into potential coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia says Mueller is using a grand jury in Washington as part of the effort. His choice to turn to a grand jury suggests that he and his team of investigators are likely to hear from witnesses and demand documents in the coming weeks and months. The Washington Post has published transcripts of President Donald Trump's conversations with the leaders of Mexico and Australia back in January. In one, Trump urges Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto to stop saying his country won't pay for the wall along the U.S. southern border. And he told Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull that he didn't like being saddled with an Obama administration agreement to help resettle some refugees. And a representative of the U.S. Bishops' Conference has encouraged Congress to reject a piece of legislation introduced this week that would cap the number of refugees allowed in the country. The chairman of the Bishops' Committee on Migration, Bishop Vasquez, released a statement opposing the RAISE Act, saying, quote, "The United States supports families and should not throw up obstacles to their unity. Unfortunately, the RAISE Act would have our nation turn its back on this long and storied tradition of welcoming families setting out to build a better life." He went on to say, quote, "The RAISE Act imposes a definition of family that would weaken those bonds," end quote. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Gary Zimak, Dave Parker, Barbara Schinkel, Joe Montone, Mark Howe, Jocelyn Martinez, Father Tim from the Shrine of Częstochowa, Monsignor William O'Donnell, Janet and Deacon Rich Napoli, and Father Stephen DeLacy. These are the individuals that create the shows that make local Catholic radio so special. They make Holy Spirit Radio Philadelphia Catholic Radio, your source for the best Catholic programming from Spirit in the Morning, weekdays at 7 a.m. The Word of God in the Sunday readings, Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Connected in the Spirit, Tuesdays at 11:30 a.m. La Voz de Dios, Sundays at 4 p.m. Częstochowa Radio, 4:30 p.m. on Sundays. Coatesville Connection, the third and fourth Sundays at 11. Our local Friday shows, Finding God in Prison, The Kingsmen, Walking in Faith, Vocation Hour, and Deacon Dialogues. Thank you to all our hosts and to our listeners. Visit HolySpiritRadio.org to learn more about these shows and to listen to past programs.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Writer Tim Hoch believes that many of us are making life harder than it has to be. For instance, writes Tim, let's say your friend never texted you back or your coworker went to lunch without you. Everyone can find a reason to be offended on a steady basis. So what caused you to be offended? You assigned bad intent to these otherwise innocuous actions. Happy people don't ascribe intent to the unintentional actions of others. Tim also reveals, I have a bad habit of fast-forwarding everything to its worst possible outcome and being pleasantly surprised when the result is better than utter disaster. But negativity only breeds more negativity. It's a happiness riptide. It will carry you away from shore, and if you don't swim away from it, we'll pull you under. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Tell me, Lord, how can it be that you would choose to use someone like me? Someone like me. Couple billion people in this world, yeah, you have chosen to use somebody so unworthy. and let my heart beat. Let my heart beat to the rhythm of your song. Make the world wanna sing along. From the mountains to the valleys, let my heart beat.
And welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. That was My Savior in Me by Dana Catherine. I'm Gary Zimak, and it's great to be with you here today on the show. The time right now is 7:36. Well, a new radio program recently debuted on EWTN Radio, Encounter. It's the story of young adults. It actually offers young adults the life-changing testimonies of ordinary people that launch them into lives of extraordinary mission for Christ and His church. Well, joining us now is the co-host of the program, Patrick Rice. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, thanks for coming on. I love the sound of this new show. It debuted, we aired it on Holy Spirit Radio last Saturday at 8 p.m. Patrick, tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would, and how you got into doing this radio show.
Yeah, well, I guess the place I want to start is our show is about the power of testimony. So my testimony, in a nutshell, is I grew up cradle Catholic, Austin family. In high school, I went to a Catholic high school, and I started to get hit with the doubt. And in my experience, the thing that hit me was I had never had any personal experiences of the love of God in my life that verified that God was real, that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Wow!
And I learned everything that you could learn about it. I'm a classic case of all catechesis without an encounter.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after graduating from high school, I became a statistic of one of those college students that leaves the faith, stops going to church, gets sucked up into the life of the flesh and the world.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of my freshman year, I was at Ohio State University. I was at a house party, and the porch collapsed, and I fell down and landed on my abdomen, and I ruptured my spleen in three areas. Was taken to the hospital, had a near-death encounter, but I was eventually, obviously, not dead. The Lord intervened in a powerful way through awesome medical services. And then my parents decided to pull me out. My dad filled out my application to Franciscan University of Steubenville, and they shipped me off there for my sophomore year, and it was the best decision I never made.
Wow.
And it was there at Franciscan that, even though I was surrounded by a much better Christian environment, it wasn't until my junior year where there were awesome, holy young men and women of God that were after me to come to the Lord. And I reluctantly went to one of the Eucharistic festivals of praise where they have praise and worship music, and they have adoration. And I really wasn't into that stuff.
Yep.
I was just doing my best to be me. And then I was sitting in the back of this church. It was at their study abroad campus in Austria. And there were a whole bunch of students in the front. The priest came down, and he took the monstrance down the aisle. Mm. And right when the monstrance got to me, this beam of power was sent forth from the host and put this power into my chest that knocked me back into my pew. And that was the verification that I was looking for. So it was very much a St. Paul experience of doubt and unbelief. And from that, God really commissioned me into ministry. And what I would do is I would just share what Jesus Christ did for me through that encounter in the Eucharist. And then I was invited to give talks at youth conferences and various events. And then he started doing very similar things in this, in these environments. And so people are getting rocked by the power of Jesus in these events. And I realized that, wow, my testimony has power. That for me, it's like Revelation 19:10 says that the witness to Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Mm. And a witness to Jesus is saying what Jesus has done for you in the past and prophecies about what he's going to do in the future. And so I realized that when I share my testimony of what he's done, it becomes an invitation for him in faith to do that to other people as well. And so that's, in essence, what our show is all about. Mm. We believe that when Jesus does something in someone's life, it's not just for them. It becomes a gift that we can all share in through faith. So that's kind of the sum of the show. And how we got to the show was the Lord kind of revealed that to me in prayer while I was reading scripture. I just saw a vision of me in a radio station with Dan and all these people being impacted. It was just like a split-second download. And then I called up Dan, and I told Dan what I saw, and we do a lot of ministry together in mm-hmm. other circumstances. And he started laughing because he was just praying about doing some kind of radio show, and we had no idea. So we linked up together, brought it to our local Catholic radio station, St. Gabriel Radio in Columbus. Mm. And it was pretty much immediately approved. We did one pilot show. The board loved it. And, after 2 years, been picked up by EWTN for the global syndication.
Praise God for that. And by the way, I know the people at Columbus. They're good people at St. Gabriel Radio. Patrick, I'm listening to your testimony, and I'm just blown away by it. We need to hear more of this. I, too, was a cradle Catholic, went through the motions for many years, thought, you know what, that Jesus stuff, that personal relationship with Jesus stuff, well, that's for the Protestants. We don't do that as Catholics, which is pretty funny, since we have the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. But we need to hear more of this, because we can all slip into that going through the motions and being lukewarm and forgetting that Christ is real and he wants to be intimately involved in our lives.
Yeah, you know, Gary, in 2 Timothy 3, Paul talks about the warning for the last days. He says, you know, be on guard, because in the last days there will be, you know, drunkenness, debauchery. It will be acceptable for children to be disobedient to their parents, and it goes on with all these things that are going to be acceptable in the last days. The last thing that St. Paul says is that the people will hold to a form of religion but deny its power.
Yeah, yeah.
And I believe like that's something that as Catholics we can easily fall into, holding to form but denying the power. And Paul himself in 1 Corinthians 2 said that my message and my preaching were not with persuasion and words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, that your faith might not rest upon human wisdom, but upon the power of God. And that's the missing piece, we believe, is the key to turning the tide, to walking in the promise for the new springtime of the church, is the divine power coming alive. And it starts with testimony, and stirring up hunger for the power of God in our lives.
And I like what you're doing. You're talking about, nobody's denying that the world can be an ugly place at times, that there is darkness there, but I like what you're doing. You're being positive about it. You're going and doing something. You're sharing Jesus Christ. You're giving people hope, which is what we all need to do. We need more of this, brother. We need to wake people up and say, hey, relax. The Lord's got this, right?
Yeah, this is not a time for despair. This is a time for hope and opportunity. We love to quote that passage from Ezekiel 37, the Valley of the Dry Bones. And Ezekiel, through human eyes, he sees death. He sees a bunch of bones and a defeated army. And then God tells him to prophesy to the dry bones, to call forth the life. And when he speaks the word of the Lord and sees through heaven's eyes, this army rises forth from the power of that word. And I think we need to have that same kind of prophetic lens. That we need to look upon the bones in the church and see this is not a crumbling army here. This is an army that God is just ready to raise up, and I want to be part of that.
That's right. Patrick, we only have about a minute left. I want to ask you, somebody out there who's listening saying, you know what, I don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I don't really know him, even though I go to Mass, even though I'm Catholic. I just don't know him. Or somebody who might not even be Catholic who's listening and saying, I don't know Jesus Christ. What do you say very quickly to that person?
St. Bonaventure said, the Holy Spirit comes to those who love him, those who invite him, and those who expect him to show up. Mm. And so the Holy Spirit is our connection to Jesus.
Wow.
So I would say those things. Jesus, I love you. You're real. You died for me on the cross. Mm. You want me to live in freedom. I invite you into my life. Mm. And I believe that through the testimony, what you've done in other people's lives, through Gary's life, through Patrick's life, I believe that you'll do that in my life too. and I invite you to be my Savior, my Lord, and my friend, that I may walk with you for eternity.
Wow. Wow. And we know that he's not going to respond with, no, sorry, I'm busy, right? We know he's not going to respond that way. He's going to answer and say yes. He's just waiting for that invitation. Patrick, I want to thank you so much. And, man, keep up the good work. We got to get you back on the show again. Where can we follow you online? Is there a place we can go online to keep up with your work?
EncounterRadio.org is our website.
Okay.
And that'll connect you with everything else that we have in terms of social media, podcasts, other ministry events.
Awesome.
EncounterRadio.org.
And I will link that at spiritinthemorning.com. Hey, Patrick, great job, brother. Keep up the good work. The program
Thanks so much, Gary.
The program is Encounter. It airs every Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on Holy Spirit Radio. Thanks again, my friend.
You got it.
All right. That was Patrick Rice from the new EWTN radio show, Encounter. Make sure you check it out. You heard that he's on fire for the Lord. You definitely want to check it out. 8 p.m. Saturday on Holy Spirit Radio. When we come back, be not afraid, Bible verse.
Come here for. This is why we're staying. Love is what we come here for. The kind that won't be paid.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 28:16, the 11 apostles went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, he approached them and said, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I will be with you always until the end of the age." He told them to make disciples through sacrament and word. Notice there's no mention of the Bible here, or anywhere in Scripture for that matter. It was by word of mouth that the church began and the direct authority he gave it. Eventually, words were written, codified, and compiled into one volume. This he left for his church to do, which it eventually accomplished. Today, he remains with the church and guides it with the same authority he gave it so long ago. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
Takes to climb out of this boat and then under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Oh, what I would do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone.
surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors, shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win, you'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
But the stone was just the right size to put the giant on the ground. And the waves, they don't seem so high. On top of them looking down, I'll soar with the wings of evil. When I stop and listen to the sound of Jesus singing over me,
the voice of truth that tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe. I will choose to listen and believe the voice. I will listen and believe. I will listen and believe the voice of truth. I will listen and believe. 'Cause Jesus, you are the voice of truth. And I will listen to
love that song. That is one of my favorite Christian songs, The Voice of Truth by Casting Crowns. When I used to do my monthly music show on Holy Spirit Radio before we went live with this program, that was my theme song. Such a great message for all of us. You know, you're going to hear a lot of voices out in the world. Listen to the voice of truth. That's Jesus, right? Don't lose sight of him. A lot of competing voices out there. Got to learn to listen to the big guy, Jesus Christ. All right, let me do a quick look at, before I do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, quick look at the forecast currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, 72 degrees. Today, some isolated showers in the area, mostly sunny otherwise, high near 91. Tonight, slight chance of showers before midnight, then a low around 72. Saturday, chance of showers mainly before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 82. At the moment in Quakertown, it's 66 degrees. In Morristown, New Jersey, it's 68 degrees. And in Malvern, Pennsylvania, home of the Malvern Retreat House, where I'll be leading my Stop Worrying and Start Living retreat beginning today. And it's not too late to sign up at malvernretreat.com. How's that for a little pitch mixed into the weather? It's 72 degrees in Malvern. Oh, man. Thank you so much for listening to the program. Let me do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse for you now. Then I have a message for you, all right? Little heart-to-heart talk coming up from your buddy Gary. Today's Be Not Afraid Bible verse, which comes from my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living, is this. 1 Samuel 2:1. And Hannah prayed, "My heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted by my God. I've swallowed up my enemies. I rejoice in your victory. Now, this is, you may be familiar with this verse. Hannah had become pregnant after many years of being barren, and she's rejoicing. She's saying, my heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted by my God. I've swallowed up my enemies. I rejoice in your victory. She's giving thanks to the Lord. And many can look at this and see this as being the inspiration for the Blessed Mother's, one of the inspirations for the Blessed Mother's Magnificat. You got to remember, when you look back in your life, the Lord's gotten you through many jams. You might forget that when you get overcome with your problems. Give him thanks and say, you know what, Lord, thank you for bringing me to this new day, first of all. And second of all, thank you for getting me through yesterday. And thanks for that problem earlier in the week that I didn't think I was going to get through. You know what? You start doing this enough and you begin to develop an attitude of gratitude. And that changes everything. You become a lot more peaceful when you are that way. Okay, in the last few minutes, speaking of gratitude, I am grateful to you. You know why? Because every time I come on the air and I say, can you help us out financially here at Holy Spirit Radio? You always come through. And I just want to take a few minutes. You know, I don't like doing this. I don't like asking for money. But in order to take things to the next level here at Holy Spirit Radio, you see what we've done with Spirit in the Morning? We've got Michael Warsaw on the show. We've got the Franciscan Friars. We've got Dave Parker as my co-host, you know. Seriously, though, we are trying to do a lot of things. We're working on getting the webcam going so we could do a Facebook live feed for this program. We want to spread the good news to more and more people. And we're going to ask you to partner with us. You're part of our family. And what does family do? Family asks when family needs something. So we could really use your donations. You can do it simply by going to holyspiritradio.org and make an online donation. You can give us a call at 215-345-1570. You know, every time I ask, I know somebody's going to be calling right now.
Yeah, my wife's here, yep. so someone can
Carolyn
actually answer
the
phone.
Carolyn is here. Get ready, Carolyn. We're going to get a phone call. Because Frank Eliason, you're the director of operations here at Holy Spirit Radio. You know the people. They care about us. They care about the station, and they want to help.
Yeah, right now we're actually going through our end-of-the-year audit. So, you know, for those in the business world and have to deal with these things, it's a fun thing to deal with. But, you know, one of the things we realized is this past year was filled with a lot of expenses.
Yeah.
And, you know, things you don't intend, computers going, you know, just the equipment that was old, you know, because we've run lean for years. And so we had a number of expenses that happened during the course of that year. And I think it highlighted when you're going through that audit process, you go, oh, my gosh, look at all this stuff I've done. Yeah. But you know what? It was necessary. And so we appreciate all the support that we get from our listeners. We definitely appreciate the prayers, much needed. And truthfully, someday I'd love to be able to buy another station in the Philadelphia area. I'd love to get an FM station.
Wow.
You know, but that day is not today.
Right.
But hopefully with prayers and financial support, we will find that day.
And I'm going to ask you right now, because the weekend's coming up, it's summer, you could easily forget about this. Could you do it today? HolySpiritRadio.org. Just make a donation, whatever you can afford. Don't give away your mortgage money, but if you have something and can help us out, HolySpiritRadio.org. You can donate online or call 215-345-1570. I'm going to thank you in advance. You know why? Because you are awesome. Thank you for joining us today. Remember, stop worrying and start living at the Malvern Retreat House. Sign up at malvernretreat.com. You can spend the weekend with me. How's that sound? Oh, man. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. Remember, wherever you go today, the Lord is with you. So relax, but just make sure you say hi to him. On behalf of Frank Elias and everybody at Holy Spirit Radio, I'm Gary Zimek saying thanks for listening. God bless you.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating hope.